It's time for What's Up with Steve Abel from the Green Party.
Steve Abel, it's so nice to chat to you this morning. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you, though? I have to admit, as a person that, you know, keeps myself across politics, I worry for you guys in the beehive. How are you going?
Yeah, good. I've got a bit of a bad throat right now, but it's, you know, we have one of the most radically reactionary governments we've had in a couple of generations, so it makes it challenging on that front.
Yeah. Very challenging. So how do you look after yourself, Steve? Because you're down in Wellington in Parliament so much. Like, you know, do you make sure that you still write some songs and keep that life balance there?
I try to, yeah, and try to get sleep and not doom scroll too much. And I've stopped drinking for the last few weeks, which has been really good.
Not that
I used to drink a lot, but it's nice to just not drink at all.
And have that clear head. I don't want to hold you up because I know that you are going, you've got a meeting at 8, but I didn't realise, but you sit on the Primary Production and Petition Select Committee, but you hold portfolios for Agriculture, Minerals and Resource, Crown Māori Relations, Animal Welfare, Racing and Food Safety. I'm kind of intrigued by what you do for food safety. Like, what's the main issue in New Zealand with food safety?
It's probably the most minor of those because it's really a very technical subject about like importation of blueberries and how they got disease and stuff. And interestingly, though, recently the increase in the maximum residue limits of glyphosate on oats and wheat of 100-fold, this government's proposing, that's a big thing, which glyphosate's Roundup herbicide, which we obviously oppose, being allowing more residue of that on our food.
Yes, of course. What about animal welfare concerns in New Zealand? What's the sort of main topic for that that you cover?
Well, right now we've got this season of cows and mud due to intensive winter grazing, particularly in Southland and Canterbury. You know, unacceptable to have animals udder deep in mud through the wickedest winter weather. And so you're seeing images coming out now of animals in pretty miserable conditions because of farming too many cows in too small an area of land, essentially, and sheep and other animals.
Ah, that is crazy. I know, it's such a bittersweet thing, though, because they create so much mess, but they give us so much good beef and milk.
So, I mean, the thing I think in that regard is just have fewer animals, you know. Most of what we produce is surplus for export, and we could be exporting more food, more plant-based products that make as much money for New Zealanders and make livelihoods for farmers but aren't so miserable for animals. So it's about appropriate stocking rates, and I think we can do a significantly, well, we have to get significantly fewer dairy cows. Yeah, the benefits are we have fewer climate emissions, less contamination of drinking water, less soil compaction, marine coastal pollution, so there's lots of benefits in farming fewer cows and farming other things like wheat, barley and oats and nuts and you name it.
Did you know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, Steve, but my father was a farmer in Christchurch and we had wheat, corn, barley. It was one of those Canterbury farms.
Well, that's what they used to be until 30 years ago. Like the massive transformation in land use that's happened has happened mainly in Canterbury and Southland, with exactly as you described, that was all arable farming. It was our grain basket in Canterbury. And then it's with irrigation and a massive increase in fertiliser use, like a sevenfold increase over 30 years, doubled the dairy herd, and also massively increased pollution to groundwater. So Canterbury has one of the worst problems of nitrate contamination in drinking water, where people depend on that amazing aquifer for their drinking water, and now it's getting contaminated with mainly dairy cow urine.
Yeah, it's depressing. I think I even remember the time when there were, you know, when people were coming into our farming area and encouraging us to turn to, you know, farming cattle because you could make more money. And Dad didn't do it, but lots of farmers did. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of them felt they were forced that way because if they were the only farmer that didn't take the irrigation, then they would be left as an isolated block. But yeah, it's that intensity question about you can just keep adding in the inputs, the fertiliser, the PKE, the irrigation water, but they come at a huge cost. Where you can find that sort of sweet spot where you're producing what that land and that environment can sustain, and you can be just as farm gate profitable because you don't have as many input costs.
Yeah, That's so true. Hey, Steve, last question before I let you go, because I am concerned about your voice. I need you in Parliament today speaking loud. Like, you know.
I'm surviving.
Okay.
Lots of cups of tea to drink.
Oh, good, good, good. Yes, add some honey and stuff in there too. And so what's the main sort of project for you in the Green Party at the moment, Steve Abel?
I mean, right now the GenTech Bill is quite a big one for me because it's basically radically deregulating our current regime around protecting our GMO-free status for our food production. We're going from having a quite kind of rigorous regime to one that's highly liberalised. I think it's a massive mistake to so radically open the gateway to things like Roundup-ready crops and stuff. But also, of course, you know, the thing that keeps me awake at night and haunts me is the silence on the genocide happening in Gaza. You know, we have a UK musician who's never harmed anybody, calling out the army that's killing civilians on a daily basis. All the headlines are about the outrage about this musician, not the actual Israeli army committing the genocide. So
yeah.
I think we really have to keep calling out this government to acknowledge that's happening. And New Zealand needs to be a much stronger voice of independent foreign policy against that. And also, I think our media have a big responsibility to inform the public about the truth of it. And I feel so deeply disappointed in our public broadcasters for their lack of analysis of the Gaza genocide, because it makes it harder to conscientise the public to put pressure on political power for a stronger position.
Thank you, Steve Abel, for everything that you do. And please, yeah, keep up the excellent mahi and, yeah, free Palestine.
Awesome. Free Palestine.
Thank you, mate.
See you, Charlotte.
Okay, talk soon.
Talk soon.
That was What's Up with Steve Abel from the Green Party.
Yeah, wonderful.